This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 24, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Clouds and sun today, windy, low 30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 2:21 p.m. A Beverly Road improvement plan that has been discussed for decades is revived by Mayor Mike Cahill. Paul Layton is writing in today's Salem News that the city will be investigating a plan to build a bridge over Route 128 connecting Brimble Avenue and Dunham Road at a different point, and that would create new exits off the highway directly onto Dunham Road. Governor Maura Healey announced yesterday that her 2024 state budget will fully fund the Student Opportunity Act. This will provide $8.4 billion in local aid for education, a $625 million increase, or an 8.2% increase over 2023 spending. Education Secretary and former Lynn School Superintendent Patrick Tutwiler comments on the impact of increased funding.
But when you dig deep, you find that there are clear inequities in opportunities and educational outcomes across racial and ethnic groups, income levels, and for students with disabilities. We're fully funding the Student Opportunity Act this year to make sure every school and every student has the access to the resources they need and deserve.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll added that the new administration wants to be a strong partner to municipalities. The Daily Item is reporting that with the new state funding, Lynn will receive $290 million in Chapter 70 fundings. The city of Peabody is considering a ban on allowing car dealers to park car carriers on Route 114 in the breakdown lane or the center lane. Anne-Marie Tobin writes in today's Daily Item that the ordinance was drafted by State Representative Thomas Walsh and is now being considered by the City Council. A one-time youth minister formerly from Newbury pleaded guilty on Wednesday to raping two boys and a young man he met through a local church he had offered to mentor. A report from Essex County District Attorney Paul F. Tucker's office states that 70-year-old Russell Davis of Seabrook, New Hampshire, acknowledged committing three types of felonies, including rape of a child under age 16, during a change of plea hearing in Salem before Superior Court. Whether or not outdoor dining resumes this summer in Gloucester is still undecided, according to Mayor Greg Verga.
But again, it comes down to where's the demand. You know, before it was created or instituted here as a sort of a safety net because of the lack of indoor space that was allowed because of social distancing. And, you know, the loss of parking becomes a huge burden on the retailers downtown when they're looking at restaurants that aren't open until the evening and those parking spaces are taken up all day, every day, from whatever it is, June through September. So there's still a lot of horse trading that's going to have to happen, but ultimately it will go through the City Council to make this decision. And once the decision has been made, if indeed the decision is to proceed, you know, the administration here is ready to help with whatever we need to do with assistance from the DPW or the Health Department or, whoever else might be needed to make it happen.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Bill Newell on sports next as local teams prepare for Saturday's MIAA tournament pairing announcements.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat Seattle last night 6-5. Up next, they'll play in Vancouver tomorrow night. The Celtics beat Indiana 142-138 last night. That's a total of 280 points in the game, and it averages out to just about 6 points every minute. Up next for the Green, they'll be playing in Philadelphia tomorrow night. The Red Sox meet Northeastern University this afternoon in Fort Myers. It's game one of spring training. What's the purpose of spring training for manager Alex Cora? To have the best team possible on opening day.
The usual, man. Just get ready for March 30th. You know, there's a few spots that there's a few battles, I guess, if you want to call it. I think the goal is to take the best 26 up there. That's the most important thing, you know, and that's something I've been talking about with everybody. You know, let's take the best 26 and we'll take our chances.
Local high school hockey and basketball teams will learn their MIAA playoff matchups tomorrow. Coach Mark Leonard of the Essex Tech boys hockey team, well, they've had a great year so far with balanced scoring and strong defense.
Oh, 11 kids with over 10 points, so it's nice to get scoring from all over. And then, you know, we're pretty good on the back end, too, with Kyle Mahan and net and some strong D. Only giving up 31 goals is pretty good. I'm more happy about that than scoring the goals.
In boys basketball, NEC champion Beverly concluded their regular season last night with a win in Danvers. The Panthers close out the regular season at 16-6 and head to the D1 tournament. Then you have the 14-6 Salem boys basketball team. They're headed to the D2 tournament under their coach, Tom Doyle.
Very happy overall. Didn't know what we would have coming in. We lost a lot of key contributors from last year. And got off to a tough 0-2 start and actually a 1-3 start after two games in Florida. So we were 1-3. So since then, I've seen a lot of progress. The boys have really stepped up, and we've had some key victories over Peabody second time around against Marblehead, and, you know, some definite quality wins this year for these guys. And like I said, just continued to get better. We were a little shaky at the beginning of the year before we went to Florida and then in Florida and then first came back from Florida. So we had lost three of our first five, I think. And then since then, two losses to Beverly, who's a quality Division I Northeastern Conference champion, and then again to Wakefield, who is a top five team in Division II right now. So overall, very successful season, I think, and hopefully we can make a nice run in this tournament.
We have yesterday's local scores and game updates on our Thursday Sports Post. That is sports. Have a great weekend. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today, and be sure to share our podcast with your friends.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.